And welcome to Sweet Tea and Tacos. I'm Dave.
And I'm Jan.
And today we're talking about biscuits. And so to talk about biscuits, we brought our friend Devin, who's well known for her biscuits. Welcome, Devin.
Thanks for having me.
So, Jen, would you like to start?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, so, Devin, welcome. And so I want to start with sort of backstory.
Okay.
I know a little bit about where you grew up because I have some relatives that also live there. So tell us about, how you grew up. Did your mom make biscuits? How did she do it? Was it a special occasion thing? Was it every day? And then kind of how you got into making biscuits.
Well, my mom did make biscuits, but okay. She used the Pioneer mix.
Okay.
And I feel like my entire life, that's what she used.
Yeah.
She kept children at home.
Mm-hmm.
And so she made biscuits every single morning.
Wow.
And those kids were treated to
Aww. Delicious
little biscuits.
That's awesome.
So that's just a clear, clear memory that I have.
Yeah.
I didn't really eat them in the mornings, but there would always be some left when I came back from school.
Mm-hmm.
And she would have buttered them in the morning. And then, you know, that deliciousness that is a cold biscuit with melted butter in it. That's really what I remember about that.
Aww, that's neat.
But I thought canned biscuits were the best things in the world. You know how if your mom does something, then you kind of go to the polar. I like to peel them and all.
Mm-hmm.
And I still like a canned biscuit. I'm not saying anything wrong about
that. There's some good ones out on the market.
Yeah. But when I was out on my own, I like to make everything scratch. So when I started thinking about biscuits, I think I avoided it for a little while and then would just sort of dabble and try and, you know, as we all do. But I wanted to get my recipe.
Right.
I think I did use Pioneer some, because or like a Bisquick. We just like Pioneer better than Bisquick. and they're fine. You know, I'm not.
Yeah.
That's a good quick alternative.
Absolutely.
I don't want to have to go to the store to buy a product to put something on the table.
Right.
I want the basic ingredients at home.
We're kind of the same way.
Yeah. So that's really where that came from. It took a while for me to relent to use self-rising flour in my biscuits because I didn't want a different product.
Mm-hmm.
But then I tried sunflower and I was like, this was made for biscuits. Like it really, I may still play with that some more, but so.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well.
So Jennifer had kind of attacked biscuits one time and decided, I'm going to learn how to biscuits.
Yeah, this was probably like, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, maybe.
And kind of got a method and, funny story with the biscuits from her family, and they were kind of like the we call them Pop A biscuits. Now there's a story there.
Well, yeah. So my grandparents, I guess they were sort of foodies, you know, I mean, before anybody knew about being a foodie, but they were real particular about some of their things that they liked. But my grandfather, he did not want any kind of middle in his biscuit at all. Like, he wanted a top and a bottom.
Like a flat crispy.
And I have no problem making those for some reason. I have not been able to make fluffy biscuits.
Well, and so
I've got a
recipe that, you know, is the family recipe for that. But then when I started making them, I wanted to see if I could get them, you know, puffy and all those delicious layers. So, but it's progressed and I've kind of revisited things during all this quarantine, you know. And I mean, I feel like I had gotten a little rusty.
Mm-hmm. And it does take consistency.
Yeah.
Because someday, even as much as I make them, some days I'm like, what happened there?
I know. And the weather, you know, can affect things.
And as you mentioned, quarantine, just availability of product, a different flour, even if it's another self-rise or the same type that you've been using, it's different. It absorbs the milk differently and everything.
Right, right.
But I was going to say that your grandfather liked crispy. Mm-hmm. I feel like I grew up with a lot of drop biscuits.
Okay.
At other home. Mom always rolled hers out.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we would take them, know, to church in the, like, for a Sunday school thing or
right,
something. People
right.
would ooh and ah because mm-hmm. they were so pretty. And I that's all I knew.
Yeah.
Because they were used to drop biscuits. Mm-hmm. And I think drop biscuits are harder to make than a rolled out. Mm-hmm. That's just me.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know if it's because that stickiness that mm-hmm. happens when you try to.
Right.
I don't know. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah. That's not interesting. And I guess I always sort of think of drop biscuits more. And maybe I just haven't had that many, mm-hmm. but I just think of them almost like a scone, you know?
Okay. They do have that crumbly
yeah.
top texture.
Yeah.
I think I'm like a dinner roll. Like okay. maybe they call it a biscuit, but they served it with a meal at, okay. in the evening.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I don't know where that's coming from. That might be a
yeah.
false memory, but.
So how did you come up with the recipe that you're using now?
Well, probably like I do most recipes. I research, like look through old cookbooks. Mm-hmm. So how do they, what do they call a biscuit? What, you know, just sort of mm-hmm. what's the common thread? Mm-hmm. What do I, what out of that do I like? What do I not want to use?
Right.
What, and then I played. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I used long ago, probably at first, I would use plain flour mm-hmm. and try to add my other. And I just never worked on that long enough to get it just right. Mm-hmm. Then when I started using self-rising, mm-hmm. sunflower specifically, it's a saltier flour, I think.
Okay.
I don't know that little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I always use unsalted butter.
Okay.
So I know that there's a balance
gotcha.
There.
Right. Yeah.
Then years ago, and I couldn't tell you what year, mm-hmm. Southern Living did, you know, they'll in the back of the magazine, they have like the tips that, you know,
right. Kind
of,
yeah.
And some pastry chef mentioned grating butter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when everything clicked.
Yeah.
Because I would avoid making biscuits because I didn't want to cue butter. And you yeah. get out my pastry blender and it would get all,
yes.
you know, I'd do it. And
yes.
I mean, it just, that was a mental block.
Right.
That kept me
yeah.
from doing it. Once I started grating butter, I mm-hmm. never hesitate to make.
Yeah, I've been doing that recently too. I mean, I knew about that technique, but I think I saw one of your uh-huh. videos on Facebook that you did, and it reminded me, and I was like, oh yeah, that's good, that's good. And so it does, it makes a world of difference.
Yeah.
Now, I used to do them, like when David was talking about
in the food processor.
Those years ago, I did them in the food processor, mm-hmm. and it's a good method. But there's just something about kind of doing it by hand and, I don't know, it all coming together and you kind of watching that process.
You can
you know?
Tell the delicate changes mm-hmm. in texture. I love my food processor, mm-hmm. but again, that would stand in my way.
Right.
Because I'm like, oh, I've got to clean that. I'm going to get and dough out of it.
Well, yeah. this way, yeah, it's a bowl and a work surface.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Even when I make them, and my mom did used to do this, I put a paper towel down. And put flour it, and I pat out my biscuits mm-hmm. on that paper towel. Mm-hmm. That way, my countertops don't get
right.
dirty. They
right.
were, you know, whatever. And because if I get out my mat, my rolling, I sound really lazy when I talk about my biscuit, but that's sort of my method. Like,
yeah.
how little cleanup will I require?
Yeah. Well, they can get pretty messy.
Yeah. Well, that's the hardest part about cleaning for me. I mean, cooking is like. It's great. Like, we cooked the other night, and it was like, we used every single pot we had.
Do you feel like sometimes, I we had this last week, my son's birthday, and he requested, you know, whatever different foods.
Yeah.
And I was excited cooking, and I was getting, and then I just started doing all these things, you know, at mm-hmm. the end. Like,
yeah.
oh, we'll do this, too.
Mm-hmm. We'll add this, yeah.
And then you sit down to dinner and think, what?
What have I done?
Look at that. But it's like a high. Oh,
yeah.
Well, it's
we,
so
we've
funny.
Always said in our dream house, in our dream mm-hmm. kitchen, we're going to have two dishwashers.
Oh,
yeah. absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Good plan.
Maybe it'll happen one day.
Yeah.
So what is it about biscuits? I mean, what, you know, we're doing a lot of research for different episodes, and we were doing some stuff. We got a cornbread one coming.
Oh.
And we've been researching. And it was interesting. They talked about how most people had biscuits like for a special occasion, like a Sunday, like a church biscuit you mm-hmm. mentioned. So where does that terminology for you, where did that come from?
A church biscuit?
Yeah.
Literally, when COVID happened and the first week I made biscuits. I don't make biscuits every Sunday. I'm not a big breakfast eater.
Mm-hmm.
And we are getting out to the church. It's mm-hmm. like, grab a granola bar.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
that first week, it's like, we have, usually I would make them on Saturdays if we didn't have anywhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
But that week, I'm here.
Yeah.
I want to make biscuits.
Yeah.
And they are a very therapeutic thing for me to make, just getting my hands in that dough. And so I made them that first week and just took a picture because we're making a point.
Right.
We're documenting, you know, like this is happening. Right. This is different, but we're going to have our biscuits with church. Right. It just sort of was a, and then it just, because really people were interested in it, I just kept doing it.
Yeah.
And cool. So.
Well, and I'm sure your family enjoyed it.
Oh, yes.
Well, I know. I actually felt a little jealous yesterday. I came home and I saw they had made biscuits without me because I was down at the church.
Yeah, for the first time.
For the first time.
Yeah. So. I know. It was kind of nice. You know, we had, I mean, Devin just, this is an aside, but she goes to church with us. But our live stream would be at 10:30. So, you know, you had time to get up, put on a pot of coffee, make biscuits
leisurely,
and then get the kids up, you know. And it wasn't this kind of rush, harem scarem, trying to, like you say, get out the door. So there were definitely some advantages.
I did make shelter yesterday, though. Yeah.
Did you?
We didn't go till 11 o'clock yesterday, so I had a little, but I didn't document it because, like, no, we went to church. I was trying to figure out a way to, like, take y'all, the staff. I was like, I don't even know where everybody is. I'm going to figure it out and I'll bring some. Right. But,
So what do you guys have on biscuits? What do you, just butter or?
I love a good French butter or like a Kerrygold, like a, like
Irish. A grass fed.
Yeah. Just a rich, salty.
There's a good bit of Kerrygold in it. I'll just tell you.
Love that stuff. Kroger does, their private selection does a French salted that they had consistently at a time before I started buying it, but Kerrygold's the winner.
Yeah.
So really, that's all I need. But various jams. Reese wants honey on his.
There you go.
Always honey. I love molasses.
Okay.
But, you know, that's sticky and you have, Maddie likes a strawberry preserve. We just, whatever we've got.
Yeah.
If I'm really sweet, I'll some bacon with it. I like sausage, but I'm very ticky about my sausage and it has to be crispy.
Right. Yeah.
Thin and crispy.
Oh, yeah.
Little patty.
Yeah.
But usually we just maybe if we have breakfast for supper, we'll have egg sandwiches on biscuits sometimes.
That sounds good. That's
nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, years ago when I was really into making them, I did sausage gravy with them.
Yes,
I'm telling you, there's not much that's better.
It is delicious. And when Reese, my 15-year-old son, decided he liked that, it gave me all the wind in my sails to make it. It's like, I make this. Who's going to eat, you know? he used to call it sauce. You're going to make any sauce for the biscuits?
Oh, that's great.
And that's what I was one of Jennifer's things, too, is biscuits and gravy. And it's hard to find.
Yeah.
It really is.
I don't trust it at restaurants unless they are known for, like, homemade. Like, they didn't open a packet and make gravy.
So another thing. All right. The size of biscuits.
Okay.
Do you have a specific biscuit size that you prefer?
I'm about to order new biscuit cutters because the other day I realized I'm missing the size I like. Why haven't I just gotten myself a new cutter? Because I've had that stacking set, I think, from Williams-Sonoma for years.
Yeah, we have that.
I like probably about a 2-inch round, maybe. I've got the, I guess it's a 1-inch. And I like that. Well, maybe it's 1.5 because it's a little, it's not just a bite. Well, I guess it could be a bite. And that's cute. And I do like that.
That would be neat for a party.
Yes.
Like a brunch.
Let them go a little further because everybody, just try different things.
Right.
But the one I have been using is probably more like a 3 to 4 inch.
Wow.
I haven't measured it. And they're much bigger than
it's
I like.
It's more like a cat head biscuit.
Yeah, it kind of is. But I think they rise puffier and prettier too if they're a little bit smaller.
Yeah,
because when I make the small ones, they're so pretty.
Really
they
nice
just
poof. And you brush the top of them with anything, or you just
I just go in, maybe after. But usually not.
Gotcha.
So,
okay. Well, cool.
Well, and here's a question. So, what do you bake them in or on?
Cast iron.
Okay.
So I have a cast iron griddle. So it's a rectangular, the one that flips smooth on one side, the grill pan on the other.
Yeah.
And that's what I use because it is so thick and it holds a lot of biscuits. A skillet's fine, but it won't fit the whole batch.
Right, right.
So that's what I use. Yeah. But I do, when we were talking about fluffy, the technique that I use to make them fluffy is very specific.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's hard to describe audibly. It's kind of an envelope fold.
Yep.
Like with pastry. So that's my air quotes kneading. Right. You know, you don't knead a biscuit. The less you touch it, the better.
Yeah.
But so when you plop the dough on the paper towel, lightly flour, and just fold it on itself, probably 4 times.
Yeah.
But you just sort of know when it's there. But that, and you can tell, the first time that worked was like, okay. Yes. I can grate my butter and I can fold them. There we go. That's it.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it was the first time she did it in the quarantine. She was like, these are beautiful. I don't even want to eat it. But we did, of course, and they were wonderful.
Well, and they reminded me of, you know, the store-bought biscuits with all those layers. Uh-huh. And just the fact that I had done it myself, I was like, woo, wow, this is neat, you know. I mean, it's that technique of lamination that they call it, you know, and it's the same thing with, like, croissants or any kind of pastry.
I think it elevates our biscuits.
Oh, absolutely. Those layers and just it looks beautiful. And then, of course, all the butter.
Well, and I have to say, I think my grandfather would have eaten those because they're not doughy.
They aren't doughy.
They're just fluffy and delicious. It's not just this kind of...
Peel off the top and bottom and give it to them.
Yeah, and then everybody else can get the delicious.
Well, cool. Well, thank you for telling us about your biscuits, and we hope listeners will be motivated to try biscuits, you know, and you can eventually maybe I'll be able to make a biscuit with layers, but
you can
leaving it to her. She makes them. Well, I mean,
Children used the video that I made and put on my blog.
Yeah.
To make biscuits for me on Mother's Day.
Aww.
Successfully.
That was awesome.
I was so proud. I thought, I did okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. But,
they did a good. So
Tell us real quick about your blog and where people can find you.
Yeah. Well, the blog is called Cast Iron Magnolia.
Okay.
So it's just www.castironmagnolia.com.
Okay. All right.
And it's just a blog I've been puttering at over the years. Mm-hmm. Recipes at first, then there's interludes with some life stuff, and then more food at the end. Mm-hmm. And I may actually start offering items to sell soon. But so I'm trying to put more on it and be more intentional with it.
Awesome. Good. Well, good. Well, thank you for coming. Thank you for telling us about your biscuits. And we hope you folks, listeners, have been motivated and hopefully we'll learn to make some biscuits. And if not, and maybe elevate your biscuit game. Maybe I can too. But anyway, well, thank you very much. This is Sweet Teen Tacos for this week. Leave us a review. Leave us a comment. Send us an email if you have a question or something you want to talk about, or if you have a biscuit comment. That's it. I'm Dave.
And I'm Jim.
And Devin.
Hi.